right, everybody. Yes, it is Monday. It is the day after our usual show day. But as you know, sometimes news comes up. And much like back last November, when we had to go in front of the Pierce County Council, the group of people who run the local county government, and tell them, no, good news clubs were not, in fact, a legal thing or a good thing or an inclusive thing. We're back at it. But first, we thought we would talk about some good news, because I like to have a little good news in my life. And joining us now is Robert Ray, who is on the show, is the president of Humanists of North Puget Sound, is on the board of directors of Humanists of Washington, but also is a secular humanist celebrant. And he's got some interesting news about the town of Marysville, right?
Yes, I do. Great to be here, Sam. So I got an email the other day from the chaplain at Marysville. And my request to provide an invocation for the city council has been approved, and which I will be giving that invocation on September 8th at 7 p.m.
Okay, September 8th, 7 p.m. That's going to be, I guess, the Marysville City Council building, or how's that going to work out?
Yeah, that's at the City Council Hall, which is 1049 State Avenue, Marysville, Washington.
Yeah.
So, Robert, you said that you got an email from the Marysville chaplain. Is there like a chaplain coordinator for all of the people that have to pray before government business?
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. So this guy is actually the police and fire chaplain, which was recently created for the city of Marysville, I think probably about 6 months ago when I found out about it, which turns out that's completely legal. So I'm reasonably okay with that. But that's part of his job, is to coordinate all the invocations.
Fantastic. And I know you've also applied to do an invocation at the state capitol, correct?
That is correct. And I did receive word that I am on the list. I don't have a date set, but it will be sometime in 2015.
Sometime. Okay, so it's not don't call us, we'll call you. They actually said this is going to happen.
Yeah, they said when we go back in session, we'll call you, and you're on the list. We just don't know when, because we have to put up our entire schedule. But they don't go into session until like January 4th or 5th.
Right.
Hey, that is so cool, though. I mean,
yeah, looking forward to that.
Meanwhile, when we have possible invocations that are completely religious, you could have the first secular invocation to a legislative session in the state of Washington.
Yeah. And do you know if this is going to be broadcast online?
Yes.
Like the Oak Harbor one?
No, Marysville does not video record. However, I have arranged with some of my friends to video record it, and I'll be wearing a microphone so we get good audio for the recording. So I'm hoping by like the next day, we should be able to put out a good video for it.
Man, Robert, when you started to say, I'll be wearing, I was really hoping you were going to say a colander on my head
no,
to give homage
God.
To the Flying Spaghetti Monster. But, okay, I'm kind of glad you're not.
Cheap.
Yeah, you dress in nice and spiffy, and you always wear your bow tie, and it's awesome. So
the reason we're getting together today is because of the resolution.
Resolution. Yeah,
I don't get this funky language. By Councilmember McCune again, to have a plaque saying "In God We Trust" put up in County Council chambers, and so to the first the pre meeting to say does this get pushed to the full council was today at 9 a.m. and Becky and I went, and Robert actually watched it all from remote, from where he was. So I figured you guys could sort of take us through. I was a little stuck in myself. It's like, I got to talk in front of a group of people. This is not, I'm used to staring at equipment like I am right now. So I was preparing and calming down. So Robert, what, from your perspective, how did this morning look?
It looked pretty ragged. I mean, you had members of the council that were specifically stating that, you know, God is a universal concept. And then these sisters got up and they were just kind of incoherent. And it just looked really screwed up.
We had this guy, Douglas White, that gave his testimony. I think that he misunderstood what testify means, and he thought it meant testify.
Yeah.
Because he was up there talking about...
Yeah, which
about, he did. He did. He was witnessing to everyone about how God healed his broken bones, and then went on to say we need a plaque stating God exists and in God we trust everywhere. I mean, he said everywhere. And then the other fellow
everywhere.
Got up and said, God is everywhere, and I just would like to say that. The thing about the guy...
That was a little weird.
Yeah, and Robert, you said you had to watch Mr. White's testimony several times to sort of get what his message was, right?
I think I got an idea what he was saying. I kind of wrote it down a little bit so I could keep my train of thought together. His belief was 150 years ago, Civil War medicine was bad, and now modern medicine is good, and that's because of God and his ancestors who fired the first shot heard around the world and Boston Tea Party. That's kind of what I got.
Yeah, so he's a real patriot because
he's
that far back. Now, Robert, what you didn't see was that this guy decided to, after the county
council... Let's get to that in a minute. I want to go through the morning, and then we can do the media coverage. And I think that's really a part of the media coverage.
It is. I'm really excited, though, because it was...
Oh, clearly. I went up and talked, and I gave a really basic speech. You're basically telling me you don't care about me. Members of the council are saying explicitly that this is a statement to our heritage, that this is that America is a Christian nation. I'm like, hi, I've got some documents from the United States government that say you're completely wrong. I'm not going to say that the Pierce County Council, government is going to stop if you guys have a plaque and yet another plaque up there, but you're certainly sending a very strong message to people like me.
I think it was a really strong point that you made, Sam, by saying, hey, it's not going to obstruct county council governance, but it sends the exclusive message rather than what they think is an inclusive message.
Yeah.
And I mean, Dan Roach got up there and he was saying,
yeah,
in God we trust. I mean, that could mean anything. God can mean anything. It could mean Jesus. It could mean Muhammad. And even
science.
Muslims don't think that Muhammad is God. They think he's a prophet of God. So when you say in God, that doesn't apply to Muslims either. And then he said, Mother Earth, science. And the gall to say, hey, in God we trust actually does apply to you because it could mean science to you. First of all, it's a completely warped understanding of what rationalists or atheists or other non-believers believe. They don't say science is God.
Right.
It was a bunch of baloney, right. Mr. Roach.
And then McCune came. This much I remember very well because he kept giving me, with capital letters, significant looks throughout the whole proceeding.
Oh, he was giving you the stink eye.
Yeah. McCune came up and he was like, once again, your understanding of the federal government law and da-da-da-da-da is completely wrong, and my dominionist understanding of blah blah blah, and I just came up there and said, this is a document of the United States government. It says explicitly this is not a Christian nation. It's not more. You can't make it more cut and dry than that. It's basic. This is first grade reading level type stuff. And then everybody else started talking, and you could tell the supporters. Connie Ladenburg gave a really nice speech. Like, this is not as inclusive as you're selling it. I think you guys misunderstand what this says and who this speaks to. But then everybody else is like, well, this isn't an important thing. I don't know why people are here to talk about it. It's not like it's a big deal, but speech is important, so it needs to go to the full council. It was such a schizophrenic, like, everybody except McCune. McCune is a dominionist. He's a dominionist full stop. That's all he wants. But everybody else who supports him because they're all from the same political party and they're all the parts of Pierce County that aren't, Tacoma or Lakewood, there was schizophrenic and bifurcated. They were trying to support him while trying to say that, we were weird and that there's no reason for us to be making a big deal out of this, but McCune deserves a right to do this, and this is important. It was really confusing to the point where I think the only way I can show it to you is if I played it for you. So I'm going to attach all that stuff, including the stuff I said and the stuff people before me said and the stuff that... all the council member says.
Yep.
I'll just attach it to the end of this podcast.
The thing that really was quite insidious about McCune from my perspective is that he was saying, hey, our state constitution says that the federal constitution is the law of the land. And he was using that to obfuscate the fact that the In God We Trust as our national motto is supposed to be something that was approved by the federal Congress, right? That's not in the constitution. So nothing in our state constitution says that everything passed by Congress also was the law of the land in Washington State. It was so just two-faced that he was using that to try and obfuscate that fact.
Yeah. See, the more I think about this, the weirder things that that we come up with.
So, McCune kind of came off to me as definitely a dominionist and a David Barton follower.
Yeah.
Especially when he started talking about Jefferson. That was pretty much a dead giveaway right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was totally David Barton stuff. I'd completely forgotten about that. Yeah. His understanding of history is at variance with the law of the United States, what the field of history says about the actual writings of the people that he's talking about. Jim McCune lives in a different world than us, and he kind of knows that, and he wants to make this world more like his so that people like us get thrown out of the country or locked up in prison. That's where this leads. No question.
Right. Yeah.
So, that leads to the press coverage.
Before the press coverage, I actually had one little thing. And Robert, I was wondering if you had seen this in any of the local governance, coverage that you've seen. And that was that Councilmember Roach said, I'm just really confused about why this is such a big deal, because no one has ever complained to me about when we say the Pledge of Allegiance. Nobody's ever brought this before. And to me, it sort of said, hey, all of these local people are using our non-complaint as a justification for why this shouldn't matter. Have you seen that tactic played in like Oak Harbor with the, with the invocations there in Marysville or locally up north?
I think that came up in a roundabout kind of way with Oak Harbor. They didn't really get enough pushback from our side, according to them, to forego the prayers, both in Marysville and Oak Harbor. So they went ahead and went with it. I'm thinking it's a bait and switch kind of thing. He's just saying, I don't have any evidence for this, so I'm going to go with it.
Right.
I don't know that having complained repeatedly about the Pledge of Allegiance to our county council members would have said, oh, then I think this is meaningful.
Well, the other thing is we can put what he's trying to say there. What they're trying to say is that people who don't live in Pierce County don't matter, which is wrong if you want your county to have money, but also that these people don't exist. And so what we've done, in my other job as president of Humanists of Washington, we've created an open letter that explains, our position and why this is a bad idea and why it separates people from other people. And we've invited people to sign it, and we mark, we have people mark whether or not they're in Pierce County and where in Pierce County they are. And so essentially, we're going to have the ability to go in tomorrow and say, here's our open letter. You've been saying that there's nobody in your county who cares about this or that they haven't complained about this. I know these people. They have complained. This open letter puts the lie to that.
And the thing is, this went live at about 7:30 p.m. today.
Yeah, about 2 hours ago, our time.
And in about 2 hours, it's now approaching 70 signatures.
Right.
Now, certainly some of those are from their supporters from outside Pierce County.
But there's a lot of people in Pierce County in there already. And so if you're listening to this and you are in Pierce County, I encourage you not only to go sign this open letter, please, but to also write to your council members as well. And also come with us tomorrow to Pierce County Council Chambers, 3 p.m. here in Tacoma, and let your voice be heard.
Now, on that, I had a question from Tom Smith, actually. He asked if they allow comments from people outside of Pierce County.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay.
You
so
do
I
have,
just wanted to clear that up.
You do have to, on the record, state your name and your city of residence, I do believe.
Yeah.
Because, Sam, you did that back in November.
Yeah. Today, all I had to do was say where I was from, my name.
I think it was a committee meeting.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be
I'm
the full
Sam.
Council.
But then I started with hello again because they all recognized me. one thing that you caught, Robert, that I really want to point out is the document that McCune was working from was a document directly from the In God We Trust America organization who Becky was talking to. That was a great catch.
Yeah, I just happened to be reviewing the video again as soon as it came up online. I was going to transcribe it. And I had been off to that website earlier in the day. I was like, why does that piece of paper in his hand look so familiar? So I went and compared the two, and I was like, holy crap, that's page 6. So,
can you send me the link to that? Because I'd like to make that very clear. In fact, I plan on making that point. Because that was what I said, is that basically, you're saying this is an inclusive thing, but the people who want you to put this up, the people who are jumping off the bridge, who you're jumping right off with them, the reason they have a very specific idea of who God is, and I'd like to be able to say, see, here's the document. This is the document Jim McCune was reading from. Let me read from you their mission statement.
Right. Yeah. I absolutely will most certainly give you that link. And the reason that I found that interesting is because Jim McCune himself had said that he was not prompted to do this, that he's doing it for patriotic reasons.
Yeah.
And I think we should call him out on that, because it's obviously he's been prompted in some way.
McCune's a liar, straight up.
He's a complete liar. Yeah. He said he's part of no movement. He's not doing this for any political statement. He was just sort of the spirit of his heart moved him. Yeah, bull crap.
All right. So in the course of all of this, which I wasn't expecting, I was expecting to be the I was expecting it to be like five pastors and me. And I walked in there and there was a lot of press there. And I got interviewed both by Como and by Q13. Como, they didn't really use my material, but I imagine they might be using that in a later bit, because I got a really lengthy interview with him.
Also News Tribune.
Oh, right. The News Tribune. I'm having to change my opinion about the News Tribune, because they've been really nice about they haven't been giving me like a lot of press time, but whenever stuff like this comes up, they've been really good at showing both sides of the story, which I think was, which, you know, it doesn't make me look good, it doesn't particularly make me look bad, but it's an honest portrayal. And I really appreciate it.
And I think the News Tribune clip that they quoted you having said was superb. It wasn't edited weirdly.
Yeah.
It wasn't made to make you look bad or anything like that.
Right.
I think it was just, like you said, very honest.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I like that one. That was really good.
So Como, we're still waiting to see where that goes, but they did use some of my... they did use some of what I was doing in
some of your public comment
in their news reportage. Q13, on the other hand, which is the local Fox affiliate. I guess I could just say local Fox affiliate, and you know what's coming, right? So, but I decided not to watch this. I don't like. I was only able to watch the Como segment because the volume was down. We were getting a hot dog, but Q13. I'm like, I'm not even going to be on the same floor at the time you're watching this.
So, Robert, I don't know if you've seen the clip, but
yeah, I did get a chance to see it.
Well, the thing is that it features Douglas White, who gave his testimony about Shot Heard Round the World and Broken Bones and Civil War, et cetera, et cetera. So therefore God.
Right.
It featured him, and it actually made him look like just a reasonable, measured religious believer. The truth of the matter was that this guy is a complete nut bar.
Right. So they interviewed him, and then 5 minutes later, they interviewed me, and they make him look reasonable, I guess. But in that five intervening minutes between our interviews, he's screaming at me about how Obama is a Muslim and how America is a Christian nation and the Democrats have been taken over by the communists.
He actually used the term infiltrated.
Communist infiltrators.
Wow.
And
wait, can I give my favorite quote?
Yes.
He was lamenting how the minorities have been minoritizing our great democracy for the last 40 years just to get their free lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Good stuff.
So they make him look he's actually not crazy, but his public comment and his comment to me are crazy. But then they show me like not shaking his hand. And they edited me. What I said, they edited meaning out of my statements. Did I say what I said on the air? Of course I did. Is that how I meant it? I don't agree. I don't think so. Not from what I've been told. Now,
yeah, they certainly did not portray you in the most positive of lights.
I don't. You're cost of doing business.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. They showed a clip where it appeared as if Sam was refusing to shake the hand of this very reasonable lover of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, it was the 11th time that this guy was wildly gesticulating at us with his aggressive
hands.
Even
if I refuse to shake his hand, is what I said is I'm not agreeing to continue this conversation because I have to go, but I will shake your hand. I shook his hand about 5 seconds after that shot. I did. But that's not interesting. So who cares? This is the same organization that when we put the Happy Holidays from Seattle Atheist sign down at the Capitol, they made it sound like a full-on atheist invasion of the civil... No, I'm sorry. A full-on atheist invasion of the civil government.
Now, to be fair, to give them a little bit of credit, they did spell atheist correctly this time.
At least
around.
This time. But yeah, I'm nice to them, but I'm under no illusions that I'm going to get anything other than what I got.
So there was a great quote from Sam, and he said, I find religion really overall to be a fairly negative force when seen through the lens of 2,000 years of history. And that was what he said to the camera. And instead, what they played, do you remember, Robert?
Not off the top of my head,
He said they played, I find religion overall to be a fairly negative force.
Editing can do that. The important part.
Yeah, that is, you know, I could not make subclauses and that would avoid it, but whatever. They'll just edit my words. These people have an agenda. They're going to make their agenda out of what I'm saying. I'm just kind of laughing that they'd put me on the air at all, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's true. Well, they put you on the air to make you the horrible, evil atheist.
Okay, I'm good with that. Come yell at me. Come at me, bro.
I was just reporter interrupted Mr. White's tirade.
True.
She's the problem. Well, she's not nice. She's the problem.
I said I was. I was pleased, okay. And then I was sorely disappointed.
No, I knew what was happening. I'm like, whatever, I'm just going to roll with it. I'm not saying like I was masterminding this. I just didn't really care that much. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, they want to talk to me. Oh, you're going to get me away from Crazy Man? Okay. I'll take a bad bit on Q13 to get away from Crazy Man. That's fine. So that's that, I guess. I kind of hope Como shows some of my interview that the cameraman did with me after it. He was a cool dude. He actually came to my defense a couple points, and then so this guy yells at me for like 5 minutes, and
Douglas White
yells at me for like 5 minutes, and then I start talking, and then that's the point when a council person comes out and says, "Well, you need to get out of here. You're being disruptive."
Yes,
and I'm like, thanks. Bye.
It was Joyce McDonald.
It was Joyce McDonald. These are not nice people.
Yeah, they're not exactly friends.
No.
So I really want to give a shout out to different people in Pierce County so that you can know exactly who your representative is. So District 1 is Dan Roach, and that covers Bonnie Lake, Ording, South Prairie, Buckley, Carbonado, Wilkeson, and Crystal Mountain. District 2 is Joyce McDonald. She's the one that said, gentlemen, you'll have to leave now. Oh, you're being disruptive. And she covers Fife, Milton, Pacific, Puyallup, Edgewood, Sumner, and that little part of Auburn that's actually in Pierce County. And then District 3 is Jim McCune, and that's Roy and Eatonville and a whole lot of unincorporated nothing. District 6 is Doug Richardson, and that's DuPont, Stilicum, Lakewood, and JBLM. And that's the Joint Base Lewis-McChord. District 7 is Stan Fleming, and that's Gig Harbor, North Tacoma, Ruston, Fox Island, Lake Bay, and Long Branch. You'll notice I left out Districts 4 and 5, right?
Yeah.
Those are Ladenburg and Talbert, and they're already on record with the media.
And that's Tacoma, Lakewood, and...
And University Place in Fort Cress.
Okay, yeah. Yep. So the places where we are, basically.
Yep. Yeah, they're already on record with the media saying, I wish this would go away, this is divisive. Why is this happening?
Yep. Well, anyway, I don't want to take up too much of people's time on a non-episode day, but wanted to get some news out there and let you guys know what's going on. If you are in Pierce County, or even if you're near Pierce County and you feel like showing your support, tomorrow, Pierce County Council Chambers, 3 p.m. It's on Tacoma. It's on Tacoma in Tacoma. It's on their 10th floor of their building. Apparently has a nice view. All right. Thank you, guys. And we will do this again soon.
Thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
All right. So let me...
thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks. So I'll let you guys have your internet back, and this should be up in probably the next 30 minutes.
Okay, cool.
All right, catch you later.
All right, see you.
Expect one more update this week about the results of tomorrow's meeting. As promised, here's roughly 21 minutes of the meeting at the Pierce County Council this morning, discussing the motion to hang a plaque which reads, "In God We Trust," in the council chambers. There's no discussion after the recording, so if you're tired of listening to me and don't care to listen to feeble arguments from elected officials, feel free to stop here.
All right. Then we will go to public comment. So if you'd like to testify on proposal number R-2014-80 as amended, now's your opportunity. You have 3 minutes, and please state your name for the record. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, folks. My name is Douglas Mark White. My family, my grandma and grandpa, we go back to the founding country. He, on my grandpa's side, threw tea off Boston Harbor. Said he might have been the guy who came up with the idea. On my grandma's side, he shot one of the shots heard around the world on Breeder Bunker Hill, whichever way you want to put it. We go back that far. For me, the biggest thing I can say right now, in God I trust, I got in an accident 4 years ago, a walking guy in gravel, that a guy towed a range hood to my right leg, broke my right leg and 20 broke bones in my right arm to be 150 years after the Civil War. This amazing amount of love of people, God and country and Doug White to be 150 years later to have a plate in my right arm that all the doctors and nurses said I shouldn't even have the use of this thing, or the right leg to be 4 years later to be this much in of me instead of out of me, wake up in the hospital 18, 24 hours after surgery and say, you have to give the house back to the bank. You have to learn how to walk again. Being this much in the right mind of yourself again 4 years later, say, folks, it's not broke. God is not broke. He's not dead. He's not none of those things. He's been around for longer than we've been around. So at some point, and God we trust is going on in the community. What I would like to know is, why are we getting rid of it for the kids, say, in the school that served me well for 150 years and everybody else served the doctors and nurses learned and scientists learned how to fix a right arm and right leg that is still here functioning 150 years later when they whacked arms and legs off 150 years ago wondering what that red ooze is. Iron sharpens iron, people sharpen people. The love of God and people does this all day long for 150 years. It served us well. If it's not broke, why fix it? And folks, why not have a plaque in every schoolyard and everywhere in the country, wherever you can publicly, to put one and have people still proclaiming the goodness of God? Because God says his creation is good. It's always been good, very good, and he's never going to change. It's our disposition to do something different to what he's called very good. To say the insanity of that is something sick with the person, not with God. That's it.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to testify?
My name is Robert Wardell. I like to hear God will trust anywhere because if we don't put it in the schools, if we don't put it anywhere else, I would like to see it be put everywhere, not just the city council building. What about the Tacoma Council? What about anywhere else you go? God's not dead. God's everywhere. And thank you.
Thank you.
My name is David Kiesel. We need more prayer in schools, and we need everything else that we need. We need a lot of things that God is doing for us. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Hello again. My name is Sam Olvey. I live here in Tacoma. And I'm not going to pretend that a plaque is somehow going to hinder the operations of Pierce County. However, it is not inclusive. It is not as inclusive as people have been suggesting. I, for one, would find it very divisive. It would be a clear sign to me that Pierce County does not care about me and does not care about the people who think as I do. And I understand that there are something on the order of 400 counties and other city and local and municipal governments that are also putting up signs like these, but these are under the auspices of a movement that has, shall we say, somewhat dominionist leanings, that sees the nation of the United States as primarily a Christian one, that should march under the Christian flag, and sees us as a nation founded on Christian principles. And I hate to remind this to the council, but some quotes here. This is from James Madison in 1788, who says, "There is not a shadow of right in the general government to intermeddle with religion. Its least interference with it would be a most flagrant usurpation. I can appeal to my uniform conduct on the subject that I have warmly supported religious freedom." That's an interesting one, and there's a lot of philosophical edges to it. But then I think the biggest case can be made for Article 11, with Article 11 of the Treaty of Tripoli, which says one of the first treaties the United States ever signed, which says straight up, "The government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion." And we can talk all day about whether or not God in the when used in English, is specifically referring to the Christian God. But I, again, remind you that the organizations involved in getting these signs put up are Christian organizations. They have a very specific idea of what is meant by God. And while "In God We Trust" may be the motto of the nation, it became the motto of the nation in 1956 at the tail end of McCarthyism. And I would prefer not to recapitulate that whole deal. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Douglas Johnson, and I support the In God We Trust symbol in the Pierce County Council.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to testify? Okay. Seeing none, we'll close public comment and return it to the council. Any final comments or questions from council members? Councilmember Ladenburg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Writing some notes here. I would like to, for the people out there, I am formally not on this committee, so there will be other members here that will be actually be voting on this. But the way that we have it set up, the chair always allows the rest of the committee members, if they so choose, to come and partake, at least in the discussion, if not the vote. If this does move forward out of this committee, it will then go to our council committee tomorrow, which is at 3 o'clock, if anyone's interested in coming back for that, if this does move forward. I would like to try to encourage this committee, the Rules Committee, to not move it forward. I don't think that, first of all, that this is something that we really should be spending a lot of time working on. We have many issues in front of us that warrant a lot of discussion, a lot of debate, a lot of research, and dedication from all of us on the council to try to make good decisions in that regard. Things like economic development. We're working on our jail right now. We're working on our shorelines management plan. We're working on comprehensive plans for the county. Numerous things. And this, I think, just kind of diverts our attention and the public's attention away from what truly is the role of the county, and that's to do county business. Having said that, I would like to speak to this and explain to, my opposition to this. It was mentioned earlier by one of our speakers that it is kind of an exclusive motto, if you will. It is not inclusive. It's not representative of all of our constituents, all of our residents in our community. When we speak of In God We Trust, the God that's being referred to is often representative. The terminology, I should say, the nomenclature is representative of Western religions and not anything else but Western religions. There are people in our community that don't practice Western religions but still are very religious. But once again, I just don't think that we should be here talking about religion in government, or even the representation of religion in government. I don't think that's our role. It was stated in the paper that this was a way that we could show patriotism. I don't know how, by stating In God We Trust, shows whether or not I'm a patriot or not. There's other terms from government that we can use. We received a packet of emails on this, well over 30 emails just in the last few days on this. And one of the emails said that instead of this, why don't we use the motto, if you will, with liberty and justice for all? I think that represents patriotism much more than In God We Trust. So once again, I would just like to encourage the Rules Committee not to move this forward. If it does go forward, I think I am prepared to introduce some amendments at tomorrow's meeting that addresses some of these concerns I've just expressed. Thank you.
Councilmember McCune.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Most of my comments will be left for tomorrow at the meeting, if it passes today. And first of all, we do a lot of resolution around here for many different things. So I don't think those were a waste of time, the ones for veterans. And so there's a lot of them. And on a general basis, In God We Trust is universal. God is universal. Israel is used in a universal, and Israel is universal worldwide. The word God. It doesn't have in Muhammad we trust. It doesn't have in Jesus we trust. It has in God we trust. So it's pretty much universal. If it was, it would be controversial. but it shouldn't be controversial at all. In fact, when I dropped this, I thought, hey, it wouldn't be controversial at all whatsoever. I didn't even thought that anybody would even pick it up, because so many counties and cities have picked it up across the nation. Even the progressive state of California, 107 cities and counties have passed it without any problem. And there was recent court cases that have been won on this issue on the United States, all of them on this one issue. So it's not a controversial issue as far as court cases, and a lot of them never made the Supreme Court. And it's not a church and state issue, because we're not, in God We Trust, it doesn't have an address. It's not a church. It's this. It's a slogan. And it's a slogan that they picked after the war, and Eisenhower signed it into law. And they put it on our money. The same thing we say in the flag, one nation under God. We're going to remove that as well? No, I don't think so. That's comfort to me, one nation under God as well. Just to give you a little history, Thomas Jefferson himself, and what I want to make a statement that history has been somewhat distorted, and some of the readings people read are not factual of what this is. Thomas Jefferson himself sent out missionaries with government money. Thomas Jefferson had services in the Capitol every Sunday, and Thomas Jefferson is known to be one of the more progressive presidents that people use, but if you really read about him, he wasn't necessarily. And so, and this was really shocking to you. Thomas Jefferson had the Armed Forces Band come in and play hymns on Sunday, every single Sunday in the Capitol, and that's the biggest church in Washington, D.C. That's interesting that he would do that and violate our Constitution. I'm not sure that's true. I'm just kind of making a joke on it. Also, the Supreme Court. We go to the Supreme Court, and you walk in, and you see all these lawgivers on top up there, and Moses up there hanging on to the Ten Commandments. And if you walk in the court, they have the Ten Commandments on the door, and inside they are the display of the Ten Commandments in there. Now, the law was based off the Ten Commandments. Congress has the display in God We Trust right behind the rostrum. And every time they see the speaker, huge letters in God We Trust. It's right in our national capital. And it's on our money. And so I think it brings comfort to a lot of people in our nation that this is patriotic. This is our national heritage. And I'm not doing this for taking a stand or making a point. I'm doing this because it is our national heritage. And that's basically why I'm doing it. And like I say, I didn't want to bring any controversial issues to the council, but since it has become controversial with some, you can be comforted is that the First Amendment is make no law against establishing a religion. That's establishing a church or a denomination or whatever. That's what that says. But it also says make no law against establishing religion or the free exercise thereof. The free exercise. And we read our Constitution here of the state of Washington, and it says in here the federal Constitution is the law of the land. Not the state, the federal constitution is law of the land. It overrides your constitution as well. And if we're going to abide by our constitution, I think it's clear that we have free exercise clause. And this doesn't even go there. This is not establishment. So I just see it as a simple slogan that gives comfort to many people around the world, and also to people in Pierce County as well in the state and on. So, like the article said, there's 387 municipalities and stuff. 2014 on this paper I have. Many have passed it in 2014. I don't know if they had cameras there at that time and went to those municipalities and did all this filming. But there's, like I say, I'll be redundant on this. There's been court cases, and it's been approved that this is a slogan. This is not a church. This is not a state. And it's, and those are more by more progressive courts that it can be displayed. So, and it didn't reach the Supreme Court. So I just thought I'd say that. And there's a lot more you could talk about our history of our nation on some of the founders and what they have said. But I won't get into that right now. And I think the testimony tomorrow will explain most of the history. That some people are coming, I believe, and they'll explain the history of the In God We Trust and why it's a great slogan to have in any chamber. as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments? I wanted to share my comments quickly. I do agree with Councilmember Ladenburg on one part, and that's that we shouldn't spend a lot of time on this. To be honest, I was really shocked. You know, I saw this on the agenda for a week or two and kind of saw it as something that would go through with, you know, a minute of our time. Not a lot going on here, but obviously it has turned into this I don't know if you can really even say it's a controversial issue. I've gotten many emails as well. I'm still going through them, but I haven't seen any from my district yet, so I don't know how that plays. But, you know, basically the 5 minutes or 5 seconds that I put into it, I had asked myself one question. Over the 14 years that I've been elected, how many times have I had someone contact my office that is against the Pledge of Allegiance, or that is against our money and how it's printed and what is said on it, or who is opposed to the eagle as a national symbol, or that is opposed to our flag, or that doesn't like apple pie, or that doesn't like baseball, and other than a few that aren't very happy with how the Mariners are playing, I can't remember a single complaint on any of those issues. And so I don't understand why this is so controversial. To me, if it's inclusive or not inclusive, God, if you take the cameras that are here today and you go down the street and ask 20 different people, you'll probably get 20 different answers on who God is or what God is. It doesn't matter if it's a Christian God, a Hindu God, a Muslim God, science, Mother Earth. You know, God is what you want God to be. So I don't see any conflict. I think it's all-inclusive. And I'm very puzzled that we actually have a controversy brewing here on this huge topic of our national motto. Anyway, those are my comments, and just wanted to put that on the record. Councilmember Fleming.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to echo some of your comments and comments that Councilmember Ladenburg and McCune have made so far. I also just want to say thank you to the folks that have come here on both sides of this issue to express their pros or their cons for it. You know, I too am somewhat disappointed that things that shouldn't be political, we tend to make political. I didn't see this as really one of those political type statements, echoing what Councilmember Roach just said. You know, I've got family members who belong to different religions, and in fact, all of those are not Western religions. And, you know, their interpretation of what quote unquote God is certainly different. There's roughly 23 people here in the chamber right now. Well, there's more since we started. But if you asked each one of these folks what God means to them, you'd get 23, 25, or 30 different responses to that. So I think to try to brand this as a Western religion on a slogan, I would probably disagree with that one. I know in terms of emails that I've received this morning, it's split about 50-50, and it's unfortunate that we're taking a topic and attempting to make it divisive within our community. You know, I agree also that when we look at importance of issues in the county, I don't think and I hope that this council would not make this issue more important than some of the more pressing issues that are before the council right now that we need to address, and that we would keep our focus on what we need to be doing. I also would respectfully disagree that it's not the role of this committee to stifle or hinder any debate before the full council on matters that are of importance, and I believe this is one of those matters that is of importance. So whether this committee chooses to agree with it, disagree with it, I would hope that we would at least move this before the full council for a full debate so that all the council members who are not here today could have an opportunity to participate in that discussion. So with that, when it's the appropriate time, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay, thank you. Councilmember McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I was surprised that there has been so much controversy over something as simple as our national motto. I have absolutely no problem with our national motto. I have no problem with a small plaque being here somewhere in the council chambers, and I don't think most Americans have any problem with our national motto.
And I think most of us, no matter how we worship, believe that we're very thankful to be living in America. And today I just want to reiterate that I am so thankful, as a naturalized citizen that came to this country, that I've had the opportunity to live under that national motto and that one nation under God, as we say every Tuesday when we have our council meeting. And I'm just not too worried about it. I think that the controversy is a non-controversial thing, and we just need to take care of this and move on. Thank you.
Thanks for sticking with us. I feel like I should have a secret word or something. All right, it's descant. The secret word is descant. See you guys later.